Okay, so we're basically doing the Deraisa. We turn to the Deraisa. And the Deraisa is Machlokas. What do you have to prove about the Yotzei of the Deraisa? So Vishil holds boy and girl. Vishamai says two boys. Okay? So we said the basic question is, what's the... Of course, we said, like, prove you could have a lot of kids. But there's a certain core point at which Yotzei, and beyond that is just a Kiyam. So we said, what's that point? What's the... So Vishil learns... You have to, and as the idea of the mitzvah is populating the world. Populating the world essentially takes place through Zecharim and the Kevos. As God created, the Riyas HaShalom, and that's the way the world works, through Zecharim and Kevos. So the mitzvah is for you to create one, or to bring into existence one of each. There's the two qualitative components of the world, which allow the world to continue to exist, and at which point you could say, beyond that, anything more is just quantity. As you've produced all the full gamut of the populating the world, okay, and then once you have the two qualities, then you're not mechuyav. Any quantitative addition is a kiyum. But beyond that, the yotzei that you need to produce to be yotzei, you have to produce both components through which the world is created, and that's what you learn from Rezalom. That's the way you build the world. The way you build the world is with Zohar and Keva, and that's why God built the world. And you, on your level, are doing that as well. Of course, you're not, there's a world out there, and you're just adding to the world. But the mitzvah is from really learning from B'Solom to create the two elements through which the world is continued. Okay, that's B'Solom. B'Shamai learns different. He says that he learns from the idea of Ruvu. Ruvu means to multiply. And he holds it like this, is that the mitzvah is on man, and men are mechuyav to multiply the world. As the mitzvah is on man, and the halacha is that you must do as you're one man. So we're going with the assumption only men are mechuyav in Puruva. That's the way we hold. Okay, it's a shita chidi that we go that even women, but we're going with the assumption that men only men are mechuyav. So the mitzvah is that you must multiply. So for instance, if you only have one man. And every man only has one man, then the world's population isn't going to increase, right? At least for males. And so the mitzvah is for every man to multiply, and that's the way the world is built. So you must have kids until you could say you've multiplied. So you need the quality of multiplying. So as opposed to Beis Hill demands the quality of the two types, the full gamut of Bria. Whereas Shammai is going more for the idea of quantity, the idea of multiplication. And he goes, that's the minimum, that's what's necessary for a Baruva. And again, multiply is men, because they're the ones who are then also going to be Mechuyav in the Mitzvah, and then they're going to multiply, and they're going to multiply, and they're going to multiply. That's the method, which the basic method which the world is built. Yeah. So the reason two is the minimum at which it's multiplying. Because you're one person, you're one man. So once you have two, then you have the quality of multiplying, then you have multiplying. Now it lends itself to more and more and more, which is a kiyum, but the basic, beyond which, less than two, you can't, you did not multiply, and more than that, you're just multiplying more, but that's not, right? Yeah. So this is last time, now we're up to this time. So this time we have, so the Gemara is like this, it's, I guess it's about halfway down, Samach Beis of an Aleph. It says like this, Tanya, the beginning of a line. Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer. So the Mishnah, we've so far learned the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel according to the way our Mishnah has it. But it's not the only way to have the Machlokes. So Rabbi Nosson has the Machlokes differently. Okay? He had the Machlokes differently. So Rabbi Nosson Omer, Beis Shammai Omerim Shnei Zecharim V'Shnei Nekevos. He had Beis Shammai is saying two of each. Beis Hillel and Zohar and Keva, Beis Hillel the same, Zohar and Keva. But Beis Shammai didn't argue and say two Zecharim, but he said two and two. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, my time with Rabbi Nosson, I'll leave with Beis Shammai. Right, what's the reason for that? Where does that come from? Right. Okay, so she bore Chava, bore. She added on and gave birth to his brother, that's Cain's brother, Es Achiv, his brother, Es Hevel. It's Hevel. So it's two S's. So the S, they learn out, Hevel ve'achoso, Cain ve'achoso. Okay, so it's the S's, it increases, it's a reboy that includes an extra sister on Hevel and a sister on Cain, which gives four kids. Okay. V'chsev, okay, V'chsev, and this is after Cain, after Hevel got killed by Cain, Kishasli, they had another kid who they named Shase, another son named Shase, Kishasli Elokim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel, Kiharago Cain, because God placed for me, Shase is like to place, placed to me more offspring in place of Hevel, because Cain killed him. What do you mean in place of Hevel? Oh, apparently Hevel was serving a certain function, namely being his second Zachar, and now he had to be replaced. And that's why he's just thanking God for giving him a replacement. Because otherwise he wouldn't have been Yotze, the basic mitzvah, the basic idea of Peruvu.
The mitzvah Peruvu is to bring him in, not to...
Okay, good. That's a good question. That's not so simple. We don't hold that way. It's machlokas. But according to the other sheet, that's a good question. But we hold that, no, the mitzvahs you have to keep... Yeah, that's a good question. Hold the point. That's a good question, Rashi. Let's see, is there Rashi on that? Yes. Okay, it says, S kind of Hevel. S in Rebuyan Hain. Lomar Nekevos Vevimayim. So the S is included, Nekevos. Kishos Lizarach Tachas Hevel. Alma Tashlumen Boy. Apparently he needs a replacement. Velo Sagia Belo Shnei Zecham Jol Shkevos. So apparently it wouldn't be enough without the 2 and 2. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you know what, actually, hold Yaakov, hold your question. Your question we're not ready to do. But it turns out Yaakov's asking is what he has to replace him for. On Yotze, once you have the kid, you bring him to the world. So that's a machlokas amoraim later on in the Gemara. Whether or not if for la halacha, let's say a person, and we hold this way, if a person has a son and a daughter, and if the son passes on before he has kids, so you have to replace the son. You have to have another kid. Deoraisa. So if you Yotze Deoraisa, and then let's say you had some heter not to do the Rabbanan. But then your son dies before they could have kids. Or if your son ends up as sterile, can't have kids. So then you have to have a further son. So that's the way we hold. It's a machloka. So it's a good question you're asking. According to the other mandamer, though, if Beis Shammai goes, whatever, then it's a good question, but we're not ready to take it up. Maybe if you remember when we get to that thing, maybe to bring that up again. And I think I have an answer for it, but I don't think we're ready to discuss until we understand that machlokas, but for the way we hold, there's no problem. Okay, so then the Gemara says, V'rabbanan, it seems to be a good point. But what about everyone else? Everyone else who holds, you don't need 2 and 2. How are they going to explain the fact that it says that he replaced, God replaced it? What do you mean replaced? If you hold that you really only need 2, well, son and daughter, then what do you mean you replace? You already outside? So it says, Oduye hu dekamodis. He'll say, he's just giving Hoda. He's just giving Hoda. Means, what does that mean, he's just giving Hoda? Someone explain that? What does it mean? It's a good point. I mean, you could just say maybe you only need 2 males, and he's replacing him because he needed 2 males. But it could be it's saying because S, so the S's are, the Torah's B'davka saying they had sisters, or represented their sisters, to show you that you need to have those sisters. It's not so smooth, because then if you say that, then what do you need the Shase thing, just altogether? Yeah, I don't know, it's true. It's not the strongest rally altogether. But either way, the Gemara's going with it. I just don't know what the Gemara's pshat is here on this. Right, I think Yonah's saying, it's good. He says, this doesn't do the mitzvah. He just says, listen, a little more. He says, he's just thanking God. What do you mean in place of Havel? He does say, he's not just thanking God for giving me a kid, he's saying, give me a kid in place of Havel. Right? So what does he mean by that? I don't mean in place. That's what's going on. What do you mean in place of Havel? It's not in place of Havel, it's just a different kid. What do you thank God for a kid? Right?
Could be like for the opportunity to raise another kid that doesn't have to necessarily be...
Okay, but why does he say in place of? In place of? He's done. He's dead. His devil's gone. Now he has a new kid. What do you mean in place of? Good. I think Yaakov's saying good. It's just psychologically. Psychologically, a person loses a child, they feel a certain void. And when you get another kid, he had an idea of 2 sons, and he had his son, and Kai Hevel was a great son. Now he lost Hevel, and he has a void. So now it's saying is, he's thanking God that he filled in Chase, and now he could fill in that place in his mind where he previously had put Chase, had previously put Hevel. And so he just gave him Oda, and Oda, these things are appropriate. This is the way you feel, and that's why you express the Oda to God, insofar as how God is addressing your need. And he felt a loss, and now he's filling that in. But it's not, so he's saying his hat, it doesn't mean you have a right to deduce a halachic statement from here. He's just talking in terms of the way he feels and expressing a thought to God based upon that feeling. Right? You can imagine someone saying something like that. Could you really replace him? No. But still, it kind of sort of works. It's just the emotionally these things work. So, and you give a da for the fact that God's taking care of that, satisfying that emotion, that need, that void. So, but Beis Shammai, according to Rav Nosson, is learning out a halachic position from here. He's saying he's learning a halachic position here. And our job is now to understand what's the svara now. It's very nice dilemma, but what's the svara for 2 and 2? Right? We don't have a svara. We're short of svara here, right? We have a svara for 1 and 1. We have a svara for 2 boys. We don't have any svaras for 2 and 2. And again, you can ask the same question. Is it specifically, does the limud actually point to the idea? Or is it just the limud of, you know, that's where you learn it from, but the idea is from without? Just point out this Rashi. I think there's an interesting Rashi which may be relevant to us. But he says when Beis Shammai's argument was that you don't learn from Bias Olam, that you need Zachar Nekeva, rather, because he said there it was Iyavshar. God couldn't create the world by creating 2 Zachars, and I can have oral. So he had to create a Zachar Nekeva. But now, it's possible. So Rashi says, Mishiyasha, the Eloi Chava lo have in a keva achriti. If not for Chava, they wouldn't have been another female. Aval ha'acha, mi shiyesh lo shnei zacharem, nekevas harbe b'olam. Someone has 2 zacharem, so there's other nekevas out there. Other nekevas out there, so they'll find mates, you know. But essentially, the mitzvah is that the males are the ones who are obligated to build the world and who go out and build the world and conquer the world. And so the saying is you, one male, have to produce 2 males. And those 2 males will, in turn, create 2 males and so on and so forth. And I, where are they going to get the girls from? They'll get them because, look, you can't choose. If you could all choose the sex of your kids, everyone's going to choose males. And then no, there's not even any kids in the world, not even any girls in the world because everyone has to be used to the mitzvah. But since that doesn't work that way, so it's going to turn out, you're going to end up having equally many females as well, you know, approximately. So, but he's saying is, so it's Efshar to just say, just make the males a chayv, and they'll have 2 males. And he says, there's other nekevas out there, you know. Yeah, I'll say one thing, before we define it well, I just think this is a good approach here. Which is, I think, what you're saying. But based on this Rashi, because what's a little bit sneaky in Beis Shammai is that Rashi, I think, is that Beis Shammai is saying the mitzvah is to multiply. Right? So the mitzvah is to multiply. So you, one male, have 2 males. Fine. Yeah, but you can't build a world with just males. So what's that going to do? It doesn't do anything.
You don't choose.
Oh, so that's what Rashi says. Oh, but you'll have 2 males. And look, there will be other girls out there. See, God, if he just made 2 males, it wouldn't have worked, because there's no one else out there. But the mitzvah basically says that you have 2 males, and look, God will help. There'll be other females out there. It's not going to, you know, just the odds are going to work out that way, right? But you could say there's something funny about that, or something which would seem you could question, which is that it's almost like the mitzvah is to create, build the world. And the way you're building the world is through multiplying. But multiplying is not really a practical method if not for other external circumstances happening to work in your favor. It's like the mitzvah itself really would not really accomplish the goal. If everyone just did the mitzvah intrinsically, then you wouldn't really be, it wouldn't accomplish the goal of the mitzvah, which is everyone's going to produce 2 males and they're not going to have any girls. So you're just saying, yeah, but practically speaking, it's going to end up working out, you know? But that's a little bit not so simple. So it would seem to me is that we have to define the machlokas, but it would seem to me there's room to argue on that very point, because that's like a weak point, I think, in Beis Shammai's position, that you have a right to rely in the kima mitzvah, you have a right to rely on the probable external factors, which will end up producing, you know, getting other girls out there. But you could say what this position is learning is that you can't rely on that. If the mitzvah is you have to multiply. The way the mitzvah is, you must build the world through multiplying, through creating 2 zacharim. That's the mitzvah. But the 2 zacharim are going to have to be able, the idea is you're going to multiply the world, so you're going to end up producing 2 zacharim who are in turn going to also be able to have kids. So how are you going to do that? So you're going to have to also have nekevas, because the zacharim can't have daughters without nekevas. Now look, if there are other nekevas out there, fine. Then they'll end up finding those. If not, then they'll have to sit with these nekevas, like that's what happened by Cain and Hevel. Cain and Abel basically had to marry their sisters. So in other words, the mitzvah, in other words, it has to be self-sufficient within your mitzvah to be multiplying the world's population. Your maisa, like in its own right, has to be, you have to be multiplying the world population. Now, having two zecharim without any nekevos doesn't really do that because there's no nekevos. There's nothing. There's no nekevos. Now, that's outside of your mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be intrinsic within what you're doing. You have to be multiplying the world. So it's really the males. It's just that you need the nekevos because that's what enabled the males to be able to populate. A male without a female doesn't do anything. You know, whereas some of Beis Hillel allows you, or the other way of learning Beis Shammai, is that you could define the mitzvah as multiplying the world, and it could be defined in the context of the world in which it exists. So it's true, when God created the world, there was Yavshah, there was no context. But now the mitzvah could be defined as multiplying the world, given the context of the world as it is. So now now the mitzvah is defined as multiplying. So that's the question, like, do you have to define it as multiplying the world and growing the world? Let's say multiplying, it's like growing the world. Does that have to be defined as growing intrinsic in your action, in your childbearing itself? Or could it be defined as growing given the context in which you find yourself, which is a context in which there's a harbin kevos ba'olam, there already are harbin kevos. So therefore, because essentially the mitzvah is the zecharim. Everyone agrees essentially the mitzvah is the zecharim, because they're the ones who build the world. The question is, but the Zecharim can't do anything without the Nekevos. So the question is, if you say that the definition of a Revu, of multiplying, has to be defined intrinsic in your thing, then you say you need to have the Nekevos also. But if you say that the mitzvah could be defined in the context of the world, so then you just have two sons. And like he says, Ha'ar Nekevos Ha'ar Yivolam. Nekevos Ha'ar Yivolam. There'll be other Nekevos out there. You know what I mean? So it's like a twist in Beis Shammai. It's the same Beis Shammai holds. The mitzvah is really to have two males. But the idea is because the males are the method of multiplying the world. But again, the males only work to multiply the world given the fact that there are nekevos also. So that's the question. Does that have to be multiplying the world in a vacuum? In isolation, you must be multiplying the world. You create two zecharim without nekevos, there is no multiplying the world. What do you say is that now the mitzvah, since the mitzvah exists post, after Adam HaRishon, and after, like for instance, Adam HaRishon would have to have two males to do nekevos, and that's his limud. That's what he learned out. You want to learn from Adam, you have to learn from Adam HaRishon. What was the first one who was commanded to prove him Melos Arts? It was Adam HaRishon. And Adam HaRishon had to multiply the world. That was his job. What was his job? To create more, to grow the world. How did he create to grow the world? Through having two zecharim and two nekevos. As Hevel, as Kayin, as Hevel. And when Cain was gone, when Hevel was gone, he had to replace him. Because how else is he going to grow the world? Otherwise, you just have Hevel, you just have Cain, you have one daughter, you're not going to multiply the world. It's going to stay stable. So that's what he did. As Hevel, as Cain, as Achav, as Hevel. He had to basically have two pairs, and this way multiply the world. But the other argument is, oh yeah, that's true, that's what Adam had to do. Because at Adam's time, there was no girls out there. But nowadays, everyone who exists, there are girls out there. So your mitzvah is just to multiply the world. The multiplication of the world essentially is through the zecharim, and there are nekevos. I mean, but Rav Nassim doesn't like that. He holds you have to define the ma'isa intrinsically. You can't rely on you can't say it's only defined as multiplying it based upon the context of the world, even though that's obvious that the world is like that. But still, the mitzvah has to be defined in its own terms as multiplying. And the only way to do that is if you have to do the girls as well. And the question is, they can't marry their daughters, their sisters. Yeah, they could. If the world demands it, then they could. That's what happened by Eva. Right? That's what happened by Cain and Eva. Need be. That's what I said. The pasuk is all in chesed ibana. They say, learn that from there, that it's chesed is a reference to Arias. So the world is built on Arias. So it couldn't happen otherwise. That's the chazal adorish that. That's the subtle halachic point which it revolves around. It's a question of the halachic intuition. It's like, definitely the mitzvah is, this Beis Shammai is still Beis Shammai. It's not Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is the boy and girl. Totally different idea. This is Beis Shammai. It's essentially two boys. But again, the two boys could only work with girls. And that's what the Rashi says. The question is, could you rely on the Nekevos Harbe Ba'olam, which is totally extraneous and probabilistic. Of course it's the case in reality, but it's extraneous to your action. So could your halachic fulfillment of the mitzvah be dependent upon the certain reality which is outside of your mitzvah? Or do you say that the fulfillment of your mitzvah has to gain its character intrinsic in the very thing that you're doing, and you can't rely on that, even though it's certain, except for the one case of Adam, you know. But you could see saying, you could see going either way. You go on there and you say, listen, but it's definite. It gives Harvey Ball and there's millions. On the other end, you could say, listen, that's just because there happen to be, but they don't have to be. If the whole world is destroyed and, you know, Chassidim, the whole world is like that and that's all we'd have left, then what are you going to do? Say there's Harvey Ba'olam. Who said? By Adam, there was no Harvey Ba'olam. So he the mitzvah, the definition of the mitzvah has to be formulated in its own terms, and it can't rely on some accidental feature of the world, no matter how probable it is. So it's like a question of how the halacha formulates it, you know. But the two Beis Shammais are really very close together, you know. And the clue is in that, you know, you read that Rashi, I think, if you're careful about it, the Rashi stands out, you know, even though it's earlier on in the Gemara. But if you read it and then you come back and you think about it, you kind of can make note, oh yeah, that was actually, he pushed that, you know, that was already a little bit of an assumption that Rashi was making there, you know, in explaining Beis Shammai. The point is, the Zachar is a valid method of you multiplying through him having a pair paired up with him. So you need to have the two Zacharim, but the Zachar comes in a unit, which is the Zachar and a Keva pair. That's Havel Eskai, right? It's interesting. It's like Josh says that there's twins born with both of them. It's like there's a pair. The Zachar works as a multiplier through having a sister, paired up with him. Through having a pair. So you need two of those units. Okay, so next. So next, we got one more position. Okay. So it says... Okay, so Tani Idach. Rabbi Nassan Omer. So this is another Brisa, has Rabbi Nassan learning the whole Machlokas. They also Rabbi Nassan, but he had the Machlokas differently. Beis Shammai Omrim, that's what I think Rashi says. It's Shnei Tanoya, Trei Tanoya Levit Rabbi Nassan. So two different Machlokas, whatever. Two different Brisas, they're both Rabbi Nassan. They didn't know whatever. However that happened. Beis Shammai Omrim Zachar Nekeva. Now it's switched. Beis Shammai says Zachar Nekeva, which is previously Beis Hillel Shita. Who Beis Hillel Omrim O Zachar Onakeva. Either or. All you need is one kid. Okay, Beis Hillel is saying either or. Beis Shammai is still Machmir. Right? So Beis Shammai needs hold you need both. Beis Hillel needs either or. Amar of Maitan and Asan Beis Hillel. What's the source? What's the source as far for that? Shanam are lo sohu vara. Shavas itzara. God didn't create the world for nothing. Rather, he created it for a Shavas. To be populated. Behavad al Shavas. And you made it populated. You made it, you know, it's populated. Once you have one, you already accomplished that. Eh? Rashi. He says, my time is Rav Nassim Levi Beis Hillel. O Zachar on a Keva. V'lomi B'yas Olam Yalef. He didn't learn it from B'yas Olam. V'lomi Moshe. And he learned from Moshe. One second. But it is, Rashi is interesting. Rashi says, my time is Rav Nassim Levi Beis Hillel. Wants to know, what's the svara for Rav Nassim according to Beis Hillel? So it says, it goes one on one. He didn't learn from B'yas Olam, because that's one and one. Nor do you learn it from Moshe, because Moshe is two and two. It's two.
Why is he learning two and two?
Right. I know, that's the question. So why didn't he ask this? Why is this Rashi here? Why wasn't this Rashi before on the two and two position?
Why did he ask about
the
Gemara?
Well, this is on before it gives the answer. When it's before it gives the answer, it's on the question, my time of the Rav Nassim. So the Gemara asked before my time of the Rav Nassim, right? Yeah. So when it asked before, my time is Rav Nassim, he should have said the same thing. He's not learning from Bria Solom, and he's not learning from Moshe. Where's he learning from? And then it would have answered, oh, he's learning from Kayan Heva. That's what it does here. Here it says, as Beis Hillel says, one on one. One boy or girl, one kid. So Rashi explains, my time, what does it mean in my time? Where is he learning it from? He's not learning from Bria Solom. He's not learning it from, right? He's not learning it from Moshe. Shouldn't he have also said he's not learning from Bria Solom? He's not learning from Moshe. He's not learning from Kayan Heva. What happened to that? Right? Why is Rashi all of a sudden here coming in and saying, asking on this one? He should have asked the Rashi should have been on the earlier my time there in Aslan. I'll leave you with the question. Okay, it's a good question, right? So it's a twofold question. First of all, why didn't Rashi earlier say this one and ask the two and two position? Where is he learning it from? He's not learning from Yisrael, right? Not learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. And then over here, why is he saying he's not learning from Yisrael? He's not learning it from Moshe Rabbeinu, we should throw in the third choice, not learning from Kain and Abel.
Isn't the 2 and 2?
Yeah, I think Yaakov's right. Exactly. That's the answer. So it supports the way we're learning.
Right.
Is the 2 and 2, even though he learns from Kain and Hevel, he's not learning it from Kain and Hevel. He's really learning the Moshe Rabbeinu Pshat, which is that you need two Zecharim. Okay? You need two Zecharim. It's just that he's showing from there that the two Zecharim need to be functional Zecharim, as you see from Kain and Hevel. But his real limud is really from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not learning it. Because I guess it could be, you know, he's apparently holds it. You can't just learn it from Kain and Hevel. He's learning it. He's still Beis Shammai, and it's an extension of the Beis Shammai, the original Beis Shammai. So therefore, earlier, the Gemara knew that was the Sfar. Right? I knew that was the Sfar. And it wasn't asking where is he. He knows. He's learning it from this, and he's learning it from Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's an extension of the Beis, extension of that Sfar. So therefore, it didn't ask that. But over here, this is neither of those Sfaras. This can't be an extension of either of those. So this is a brand new thing. Can't say it's an extended anything. There's no extended. It's the whole new Sfarah. So where does he get this from? And that's why it doesn't say Kain and Hevel. It says either he can't learn it from Yisrael and he can't learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no third. The third is really just, it supports what we're saying. Is if you would have learned, if without our Sfarah, you would have said there's totally third, this is 2 and 2. It's a totally new position. It's not an extension. It's a new position. Learn that from Kain and Hevel. It's all in the Lima. You know, but it supports the way we're learning. Okay, excellent. Okay, good. So then the Gemara says like this. So it says, where is it from? So he learns it out. Oh, so next Rashi. So it says, Lo Sovra. Lo Bara Olamo Lesau. God didn't create the world for emptiness. Ela L'Shevas. But it's to be populated. What does that mean? Lios Asukim Bi Yeshua Sholom. To be involved in Yeshua Sholom. Right? To be involved in Yeshua Sholom. Okay. So, question. I don't want to answer. I want a question. What would you say about that? Because the question, like Danny's saying, right, is that the mitzvah is peruvo. So what he's learning, the mitzvah is from Yeshayahu. It's all new. Isn't the mitzvah peruvo from the source? Isn't that the mitzvah? Is that the source in the Torah for the mitzvah? So what he's just saying is, forget peruvo. Here's a new pasuk. Mitzvah is also overall. It's nice. That's why the world is created. And let's say you'll say, look, you're involved in that. But is what about the structure of the mitzvah? Isn't this a little bit peruvu? Is he just ignoring that? Right, and peruvu sounds like it means to multiply and to be fruitful or something. Somehow he's just kind of going away from that. And then he also, what's the machlokas? I mean, this is apparently a whole new position, right? So let's see if we can figure out as far for this. So what we do is let's try that for tomorrow, okay? And then let's also do is look at the next one. The next Gemara, because I don't know if this is going to take us the whole time. So the next Gemara is, the question is, if you have kids when you're a guy, and then you convert, do you say, one side says, you're not Yotzei, because Gershon is Gary Kut Nishnoldam, which is a general principle. When you convert, you don't have relatives, so they're not your kids anymore, right? That's a general principle. You can testify with them, there's no Sarayos, they're not related. The other position says, no, you are Yotzei. You're Yotzei. Why? Because he had kids. That's Machlokas Rishonim, whether they have to convert or not. Let's say they convert and you convert. So there's in order to do that, I mean, there's a big problem. Is, well, how do you just ignore the principle of Gershon Gary Kut Nishnoldam Dami? So that's the Tosfos Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos Rabbi Dibur Maskil Rabbi Yochanan. It's not exactly clear. You can do both. Two Tosfos in a row. Rabbi Yochanan and Bnei Per Rabbi. Okay. They're both, it's hard to, that's really the question. And you can read through the Gemara also. But that's the question, is what's his position? Okay? Oh, so it's not tomorrow, I forget. Tomorrow and I have a meeting, so we'll do it on Wednesday. So you have some time to prepare this. Okay? Any questions? The question Danny's asking is this idea of building the world and stuff philosophy. I'm saying, no, the mitzvah is to build the world. And through, the mitzvah is accomplished through everyone doing the mitzvah. The world is built through everyone in Klal Yisrael doing this action. But this action, in consonance with everyone else, is defined as an action of building the world. So the Torah is setting up a ma'isa, which is the ma'isa that an individual does to build the world. I mean, building the world is something that can't be accomplished through any one individual person. But the Torah is setting up a ma'isa's definition, which is it's trying to take the concept of building the world and telescope it to an individual's action. So how do you build the world? So you could say, well, by creating the two components of the world, you build the world. Or you could say, through multiplying, you build the world. Now, again, obviously, if it was just you and no one else had any kids, you're not really building a world. The world takes many. But the way God set it up is the world, the way God built the world, he created Adam and Chava and then was mitzvah people to have kids. And that's the way God built the world. So that is what you're doing. It's not just philosophy. That's actually what you're doing. But you have to integrate it, viewed from the context of, you have to view yourself as an individual in a big world, But that's a good way to view yourself, you know? If you look at yourself as just you, so you think, what am I doing? Is that any good? I'm not building anything. But you realize you are one instance of the klal, who's all doing the mitzvah, so you're really doing this, you're building the world. Right? It's like your vote. You're saying, that's an action of democracy. Why, one guy voting doesn't do anything, but your action is an action which is one of millions, and therefore that's the action of democracy. But each individual does one part of it, and the action gains its character through the whole tzibor. You know? Mm-hmm.